I loved it. I mean, it was really cool. I was at my parents' house back in Naperville, Illinois, and we had some people around on Saturday. It was like, am I going to be a third-round pick, fourth-round pick, fifth-round pick, whatever it's going to be? So it got kind of quiet in the house at the end of that first day. And, I mean, I was just watching, enjoying it. And but everyone, all my family members and friends were kind of, oh, boy, type of thing. But I got a great wake-up Sunday morning. I got a call right away, and I was the first pick of the draft on the second day, so that was a pretty cool experience. I got to see my name get called up there on the podium on TV, so it was a pretty awesome experience.
Well, how much easier will you sleep tonight than you did a year ago on the Wednesday before the draft?
Oh, yeah, I sleep easy. I'm not worried about it at all. You know, I forgot the draft was this week. You know, I'll probably shoot some texts to my, you know, fellow Buckeyes that are going to the draft. You know, I hope all the best for them.
I pay less and less attention as the years go by. I remember my first couple of years I was watching that thing. That was back when it was just 2 days. So it was a little bit easier maybe for me. And I knew guys back from in school. I think that's what really got me to watch it, is that I had teammates coming out. And you're always curious about who your team's going to pick and what new teammates you're going to have. So